Okay, this is Mr. Peter Pete, and we're back here again. Today I am so happy to have in a bunch of guests that are working on and will explain to us about the Capital Region Eat Smart New York program. We have a lot of, we have four students here from the Ravina Koyman Selkirk Middle School, and we're going to start out with them. If you want to start introducing yourself, and so you can start out if you could. Renee?
Hi, I'm Renee.
And you're from this area, I take it? You live in?
Ravina.
Ravina, okay. And?
Hi, I'm Maria. I live in Ravina, too.
Okay.
I'm Jacob. I live in Ravina.
Okay. And?
I'm Nicole. I live in Ravina.
Nice to meet you guys. And also we have a couple of ladies here that are with the Ravina Koyman Middle School, as well as the Cornell Cooperative Extension. And if you want to introduce yourselves.
Sure. I'm Tammy. I'm from Cornell Cooperative Extension Eat Smart New York.
Okay.
I'm Sarah. I'm from Capital Region Eat Smart New York with Cornell Cooperative Extension.
Okay.
And I'm Molly Jenis. I'm their Family and Consumer Science teacher at Ravina.
Okay. Now, you guys have an after-school nutrition education series that is offered by the Capital Region Eat Smart New York program. What are you putting on? You guys are having a cook-off of sorts coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want to give us a little information on that?
Well, sure. So, thank you. The kids have been working for the last, 5 or 6 weeks, every week doing some cooking classes together, and tomorrow is the end of our cooking club, but we're going to finish it off with a cooking contest and see whoever can make the best dish.
And the team consists of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders?
Correct.
Okay, and who is going to be choosing the winning dish, as it were?
So we have some teachers who will be judging the dishes tomorrow, so okay. It's going to be really exciting.
Do we have one of the teachers here? Are you going to be one of the judges?
Of course I will be.
All right. And that was Molly. And I want to talk to some of the, to Renee or Maria or Jacob or Nicole. What are some of the dishes that you guys like to cook and, or what do you enjoy to eat?
I enjoy to eat ziti and any, like, really Italian food.
Okay, so you're more Italian-oriented type of dish.
Yes.
And what about you?
Well, Maria? I like to eat, like, Italian kind of dishes, and I like to make pasta and spaghetti and stuff.
Is that the type of dish you're going to be making?
I believe we're making rice bowls.
Rice bowls? Okay, yeah. Okay. Jacob, what about you? What do you got coming at us?
I like to make hamburgers.
Perfect. So I'm a hamburger guy, too. Every Saturday. Nicole, how about you?
I like my mom's chili.
Oh, she makes a special dish of chili, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so does my mother. She's got her special recipe that's always good in the house. Now, I think the importance of this is when I did some research on the Capital Region Eat Smart, I think it's very important for people to know that the benefits of the productivity that when kids, if they miss out on their meals, proper meals, good meals coming in. It can affect them in such a way that they can become distracted more easily. Their grades can suffer. They're more likely to miss class. And, there's millions of children still in the U.S. of A. that start their school days on empty stomachs. And I think that's such a sad state of events. But I think it's such a great thing that you guys offer with the students, giving them that opportunity to appreciate it and also learn how to create their dishes and enjoy it as an activity and just, to kind of go with it for, presumably for the rest of their lives, having that ability or that skill at that point. What does it consist of when you guys go in to this? What do you guys do? What would you say is a regular day when you guys go to a when you guys go into doing this, what do you do?
Well, we start out with, we go over the recipe, and then we'll just, get into, cooking.
When you do the recipe, is it something that you pick out, or is it already put there for you?
It's already put there for us.
Right, and you'll spend a lot of time then preparing it?
Yes. We go over the recipe, make sure we have everything for it, and then we get with our groups, and then we start with it. It usually takes like an hour or so.
Really? Mm-hmm. We were talking about some of the activities that they had to do, and Jacob was saying that he had 2 bags of potatoes you had to peel?
I had 4.
Oh, you had 4. How long did that take you?
Like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Holy moly. So tell us some more about the association with Cornell and what you guys are trying to achieve.
Sure. So Capital Region Eats Smart New York program is a regional initiative, and we serve 11 counties in the greater Capital Region. Mm-hmm. We are funded through the USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP-Ed. And we are a nutrition education and obesity prevention program for families or individuals receiving or eligible to receive SNAP benefits. And so some of the messages we teach are eating more fruits and vegetables, drinking less sugar-sweetened beverages, and exercising more, and balancing calories eaten as part of a healthy lifestyle.
Right. I mean, even when you discuss that, there is a high rate of depression in younger kids or high school students. And many American students in particular eat a high diet of trans fats from processed foods. And it shows that high trans fats can lead for depression if you're not, you went through eating the vegetables and the fruits, and there are sugars in that, but it's natural sugars and the glucose, all that, all the sugars and everything can affect especially young bodies that are, you know, growing in such a way that it can cause depression, and all that can be alleviated, a lot of it can be at least by the diet that they consume.
Oh, sure, absolutely. What you eat definitely affects how you feel. And for the record, no one should eat trans fats.
yes, agreed.
But absolutely. I mean, if you think of your body as a car, you wouldn't put bad gas in your car, so why would you put bad food in your body, you know?
Right. And that's so important when you're starting out. There's been so many studies that some kids have a problem with their diet or even having food available to them in the morning. And that makes such a dent on their productivity during the day, be it, like I had said at the beginning of the program, being showing up or ending up in the nurse's office or good grades or energy level. And it's such a beautiful thing that you guys are offering. And you also had talked about, and I was trying to get this a little clearer, but you have a Facts Club versus your Capital Region Eat Smart New York Club. If you could go into maybe a little bit about that.
Right. So in my family consumer classes, I have 7th and 6th graders, and we have a short amount of time together to sort of hit upon cooking, safety in the kitchens, and, of course, nutrition and how they all kind of go together. But my Facts Club gets to dive a little bit deeper into things. We get to cook a little bit more intensively, and we get to practice our skills a little bit differently than we would have the chance to in our regular classes. So that's when Jacob was talking about peeling 4 pounds of potatoes, my club gets to offer different community events, like we did a legacy ball this past weekend for the senior citizens, and maybe one of them would like to speak more about that.
Yeah, I was very much so looking for that. You guys had... thank you for bringing that up. You guys had talked about a legacy ball, and when did that go on? When did you just do that?
Last Friday.
Last Friday. And what was that for?
It was for the senior citizens and the grandparents of our community to offer a free dinner for them.
That is so cool. That is such a good thing you guys did. How many people showed up?
About like 72.
72 people. And so did you meet some new people? You helped them out? You cooked some good food? I bet you got some compliments from the people, right? Right.
Yeah.
So do you guys meet friends when you are in your classes with this? Are you meeting people? You were talking about some of the other people in your classes, and things go pretty good. You guys have a good time?
Yeah.
What's some of the fun things that you guys like about it?
Well, we do a lot of cooking competitions.
Okay.
And, that's something that we enjoy to do.
The competition part of it.
Yeah.
What about you, Nicole? What do you like about the class?
I like the, well, I would say freedom, but because we do a lot of cooking, and you, like, sometimes get to like express yourself like with your food, and sometimes in the cooking class you like get to customize it because they'll have different toppings.
Right.
So
that is so cool. You could put your own part of yourself into what you want to cook, and you have that freedom. What about you, Jacob?
I like that we get to do a little bit more in the cooking class than we do in our regular classes
right.
during the day.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Okay, so we had talked about some of the dishes that you guys like cooking. You just mentioned that you dealt with rice dishes and stuff like that. What do you find for you? Do you guys like when you have the fruits and vegetables? Is there stuff that you can make that is good that you like about that?
Yeah, I think it's really great that we get to have like fruits and vegetables and foods that we usually wouldn't put them in.
Yeah.
It's definitely a great like spin on stuff when you see new vegetables that you can put in different foods.
So. That you can learn that you can enjoy actually a lot of times if it's just plain, but if you can mix it in or add it to certain dishes, it's not so bad to have to eat if you want to or not. Is there anything else you guys want to say about the program that, I did want to ask you about if people want to get a hold of Cornell and maybe be associated with it, some of your program, or learn more about your program, is there something that you can give us some information where people could contact you?
Sure. We have a website called capitalregionesny.org, and the ESNY is Eat Smart New York. And that's a website that has a lot of great information on there about healthy nutrition practices and physical activity that is a great resource for the community.
Okay. Is there anything, before we close out here, could I ask you guys what this means to you and what you get off of it with the kids and what you're trying to bring to everything, what you're putting into this, what you want to get out of it, what's very important to you? Because I think this is the most important part, is that we get this across to people about the importance of this. So if you guys want to say in what it means to you or what you try to do.
Well, it's so exciting to see children get really, really, or young people just get very excited about eating fruits and vegetables. I think that is the best part of this program.
Amen.
Yeah. It's so important to hit them when they're young, too, so that they develop these, get excited to try new things as they get older. And hopefully, they import these healthy habits into their lifestyle going forward. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. We want healthier adults.
Mm-hmm. Anything you guys want to add?
No, that's absolutely correct. I was going to say exactly what Tammy just said. We're trying to instill these habits at a young age to carry it through adulthood so they can have these healthy habits to carry them through.
Okay, you guys, is there anything you guys want to say? You want to say hi to anybody? Or you guys, is there everything here? You guys just enjoy the program? You guys are eating better, you're feeling better, and you're doing great in school, correct?
Yeah. And they're excellent cooks.
Oh, and they're excellent cooks, too. Okay, so we're going to close this out by, we're going to have you guys do a little something for GXE, and we want you guys, if you could, tell everybody what this is all about, and we'll start out with,
together?
Okay, so we are going to have Renee, Maria, Jacob, and Nicole close us out here for this interview. So go ahead, you guys, ready? 1, 2, 3.
We're the Cooking Club from Ravina Queen and Selkirk Middle School, and you're listening to WGXC Acria 90.7 FM.
Perfect.